And welcome once again to our famous and or infamous or fun show called Bibix, Business in a Box. If you ever wanted to start a business or anything of that nature, and you don't know how, and you're wondering, hey man, why is the Joneses always doing things better than me? Well, guess what? This is a show for you. So stand by as L1, Luna 9's out on assignment today. Lexi AI and myself, Denovi, are going to talk to you about the cost of spacing out. And let me introduce my wonderful chaos with that memorable, intros that they have and all that wonderful stuff. And let's start with L1. L1, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good
Is
afternoon,
it morning
good
where
evening.
You are? Right
I
across.
Guess it depends. I'm just going to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening. Yeah.
Wherever you are.
I know how to calculate a beautiful 2 puncture wounds on your neck there.
Oh boy. Well, that was to our dear listeners and survivors of the darkness.
And
virus.
I do not do bubola. Bubola, bubola, bubola. So, anyway, no, blah, 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 blah. Wasn't that the cartoon?
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
I do not do blah, 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 blah. Alexi AI, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. How is everybody else doing on the cast?
Well, we're pretty good, pretty good. Mm. So, today's topic is the cost of spacing out. So what gives? What brought the I read the document on this, the article for training on that. And of course, you know, people are infected out there with the darkness virus and doing the wrong thing. We get it. It's been that way since the day you started thinking, I guess. But we aim to change it. So the cost of spacing out, we're going to focus on like literal cost, or what the cost of soul, the mind, the brain. I know we had a briefing on the SO Life version of the cost of spacing out. And we're going to go more logical this time with business and how you interact with, you know, your money-making machine, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, once again, same concept, different focal point. People think it's not a big deal. We do it. You know, we're too tired, too bored, too stressed, whatever your excuse is. But why is it more important now more than ever before in our current state of affairs to
blah, 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 blah.
Why is it more important now more than ever not to tune out? Well,
tuning out. He likes that. Cuckoo, sit down. Sit down, Cuckoo.
Tune out, space out, whatever.
All right. So the main reason for discussing the cost of spacing out, what do you think it is? Why is it so important?
I think it's because it's costing people a lot more than they think when it comes to their relationships in their business and when it comes to their relationships and their own emotional awareness. Because that's what Bibix is about, you know.
Lexi AI, the cost of spacing out, what do you think?
I think, you know, the cost of spacing out is definitely something that maybe in the way of learning certain things that, you know, will help you move forward or excel forward or expand. And, you know, you need to make sure that you're able to be aware of, like, what's around you. This way you can learn those lessons.
But the cost of it, do you think people feel like, you know, they space out and there's a, you know, oh, gee, you know, I just paid $20 because I spaced out. Do you think people actually know what the cost of spacing out is?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? That's what we're going to discuss today, the cost of spacing out. Why are you so spacey, people? Why are you doing all these things you're not supposed to do? But we'll get to that right after L1 introduces some of our wonderful commercials, because we're self-sponsored, people. Self-sponsored is the way to go.
Welcome, team and survivors of the darkness virus. Become the Source is a self-sponsored broadcast assisting you to find your way through life. The Dynexum Project has made it possible for us and other social media content providers and creators to become independent by being able to choose products and services that assist your ability to finance and maintain your podcast, removing the fear of losing your sponsor or monetization. The Dynexum Project helps you be the boss and remain in charge of your content, and most importantly, your streams of income. After all, you are the talent behind your show. So imagine creating multiple streams of income doing what you do best. But hey, don't believe us. Try it for yourself. You can visit dynexumintro.nsa6.com. That's dynexsmintro.nsa6.com. You can also visit revenuechallenge.nsa6.com. That's Revenue Challenge, reveneuechallenge.nsa6.com. And for more information, you can go to www.becomethesource.com. Hi there, L1 reporting, and we would like to give back to our iNet community, and that means you, survivors of the darkness virus. We would like you to get up to anywhere between 2% to 50% cash back on items that we mention, as well as items that you commonly buy. Now that's real cash back that you can also use on 45,000 plus participating stores that you most likely are already buying, all from the safety and convenience of the internet. Now you can get cash back on just about anything you need or want from your favorite store or try something new by visiting our link, and that's shopping.becomethesource.com, shopping.becomethesource.com. And if you want to learn more or tell a friend, you can go to cashback.nsa6.com. That's cashback.nsa6.com. Your purchases will directly contribute to BTS and all of the projects so that we can all have a brighter tomorrow. And it's as easy as putting in your email and start shopping. With no fees or no charges. That's free. That's our gift to you. Following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are for educational purposes only. The product or products listed here are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always consult with your physician before beginning any diet and exercise program. Product of the day. We are on a mission to get you healthy, so don't go three steps out of bed without getting you your dose of OPC3, particularly Isotonics OPC3, marketed as the world's most powerful antioxidant. Although there are too many benefits to mention right here, right now, I can tell you a few reasons why I love OPC3. I do love the fact that it actually helped with my allergies, and I do love the fact that it actually helps when I'm traveling in long car rides. And of course, it's all part of my regular vitamin regime. So to get it right now, you can go to opc-3.nsa6.com. And if you would like to hear about our other secret elixirs to enhance your life, you can go to secretelixirs.nsa6.com. That's secretelixirs.nsa6.com. And don't forget, it is mother approved.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to mention real quickly that you can reach us at aftermath@becomethesource.com. Thank you, L1, for being so kind as to giving us some of that information. L1, you love OPC3?
Yeah, I have to say I do.
Isn't it great?
It is.
I like it. I call it the blood waters on our show because it's kind of a purplish color and it's delicious. And it really helps me with my sinuses and some other energy things. But anyway, well, today's topic is quite interesting.
And for those of you who spaced out during that.
It looks something like you.
Spacing out.
You just missed out.
That's right.
But seriously, though, so let's quickly define the problem here of spacing out from the Bibix perspective.
Right. So this is going to be, you know, write down logical. Anybody can understand this. You don't have to be a hoopla person. We're going to talk about what emotional intelligence, the logical side of it, where what you're missing out, closing doors, stuff that you normally don't look at. Just because of your attitude, you'd be spacing out looking at flies on the wall.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Pretty much. In this case, let's define it. So
let's buzz off then. Let's go.
We're talking about basically not actively listening, which means that you're not making an effort to understand.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I missed that. What?
Oh. So.
But isn't it like that, right? You're having a conversation and some people are just somewhere else.
Exactly. This happens when you're in meetings, when someone else is talking to you face-to-face, over the phone, whatever, or you're in class, or how about this? It's just not your turn to talk, so you space out.
Oh, you know what? That is such a pet peeve of mine. Oh my gosh. Call in the coop on that. Coop, go sit down.
Have you had particularly bad experiences with that?
Always. See, when I have to work my logical stuff, and I understand that a lot of people don't understand, you know, if I go, hey, you know, you get 6 billion bits of information through your eye, at the retina, it goes through the retina, turns into information. And then, you know, that information is kind of like a biological information. You know, it's going to work off different sectors. So, you know, after the brain gets done, you get about 2,000 bits of information back at you. People go, what? So I understand. Little technical jargon. People get lost. But, man, it's like people are just so into saying what they got to say that they miss. Well, you could tell them straight in their face. Hey, this is blue. I'm sorry. did you say that was red? Does it happen to everybody or just me?
No, all of us.
Lexi AI? Does it happen to you?
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff, right?
I've experienced it. I'm guilty of it too. I mean, definitely from time to time, I feel like I do space out.
So, Lexi, you deal with people, right, on a daily basis. You know, you do some call-outs for us, right? Help some folks out that have questions, which we have answers. But quite seriously, when you talk to them, do they space out?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think are some of those causes? Or what do you think is the problem that's going on when they space out? And what happens to you on the other side? And do you really want to give them the information after they space out on you?
I know, lots of questions.
Go ahead.
I think because when people are listening and studying from either someone or something, because they are in their own perspective, and through that perspective is how they're understanding the information, at the same time, they are also coming up with either reasoning structure, things to say against it, things to say for it.
Oh, stop. She just said some really cool things. Let's start again. Do you remember what you just said? Come on, reboot that data bank of yours. What'd you say?
Well, I was just saying, you know, how people process things through their own perspective.
Stop, right there. Processing things. I think when people go into a conversation, they already have this predisposition, this pre-notion of what they're supposed to say. They have a data bank of what's polite to say, what's not polite to say, how to say things, what not to say. Like if you're a stranger, ooh, who are you? And if you're a snobby person, I'm sorry, sir. And do I know you from somewhere? I'm like, no, you're dumb. You know me from right here because, you know, we just met. Open up your eyes, okay? Right? So it's almost like there's all this pretense, right, which clogs you from even listening to what's going on. That's number one. What else do you say?
Well, I mentioned that when people are processing it through their own perspective, they're already coming up with reasoning structure, things to say against what you're saying, things to say for what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
They're too busy in their head.
They're too busy in their head. Like they have to. Does that come from maybe having to say something, having to be witty, having, you know, this predisposition that we have to be perfect when we speak? Can we go, let me think about that for a minute. I really don't have the answer. Ooh, you said too many ums. Not good. Ooh, you said you didn't know. You had to think about it. Not good. Do you think that we're taking, like, the corporate mentality of training and, like, broadcasting like us, right? We say, hey, don't say um too much on the show because it's, you know, you're just wasting time. That's really it.
I think people really just, they like to speak their mind. They like to let out their emotions.
That's the next one. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Do you think it's a predisposition that people think, like, they're trying to mimic TV and audio and broadcasters like us and people that are in any position of talking, and they say, well, I have to speak the same way, so I can't say So they're so busy in their head trying to figure out what to say next that they missed out on what's being said. What do you think?
It could be. I mean, if you think about it, even from an early age, you were watching TV, you were listening to the radio, you were listening to music, and there was always talking involved.
L1, what do you think?
No, I think it's an issue, you know, like...
Do you think they have that predisposition? Like, they can't say, they can't think about it, they can't look up and to the right or down to the left, you know?
I would say that that's definitely jumping into a core cause, the idea of being...
No. I don't want to go to core cause. Same problem. I'm saying the problem is they're thinking too much that they have to be like that so that they miss what you're saying.
This is true. You know, people either are not making an effort to understand or they almost have like kind of like performance anxiety of what they want to say, or if they don't want to, like you said, they don't want to look like they've been caught off guard. They don't want to look like they don't know. They don't want to look like they're wrong.
Just wanted to say that because Lexi AI is mentioning all these symptoms that she says, and I'm thinking people are either thinking, well, I got to be a certain way, and I don't know what that is, so I'm so busy thinking about it that they're missing the conversation. So I'm going to call that not being here and now. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could have began, like, even, like, as simple as having stage fright, having to present something in front of your class back in school when you were a kid.
I'll give you a story, right? So I walked into this coffee shop. That one right there. And I saw this young lady. I'm going to call her again. I'm going to try to be politically correct here. This young lady, right? She walks in. I'm looking at her. I'm like, wow. You know, the first thing out of my mind, because, you know, we're always drawing, doing artwork. We're doing sketches. You know, we're always in the art community and also in presentation. I'm like, wow, she looks great. She looks like she's a ready-made model. And so I think what I believe to be the mom at that point. I'm like, well, your daughter, she is, you know what she said? Oh, sir, we don't want any. And I just looked at her and, you know, the Novi, confrontational and then a nice way. I go, excuse me? She goes, oh, we don't want any. I go, what? You don't want any of what?
Ooh.
And that made her think. So I think it's a layer of thinking, right? You got this predisposition that you're going to just blurt out whatever's on your mind. You're on autopilot. And when I said that to her, she goes, and she turned red in her face because she didn't understand what I said. Had she just listened, I'd said it. You know, excuse me, ladies, you know, your daughter looks phenomenal. She's, you know, so who knows, you know, if I would have said, hey, you know, Miss Smith and little Smith there, you got such stage presence that might have influenced her to become part of some kind of social, social media. Could have influenced her to be a singer, you know, later down the line, right? She got a compliment like that. She might have boosted her self-esteem in that day. But her mom robbed her of that because she's too busy thinking, what, that I was trying to sell something?
Right.
Right? So that's what I mean by not being here in the now. Right? And that's kind of like what you were just saying, L1.
Right,
so I just
want
to give you an example, a real example of that.
Okay, I can dig.
The answer is Novi shouldn't go out in public, but I get it. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we're dealing with a pretty real problem. So, you know, but that's what happens as a result. Like you said, opportunities were missed out on. Not only that, but I'm from this encounter, she kind of made herself, she didn't make a good impression.
well, hear me out on that, you know.
So you miss out on making a good impression
Yeah,
sometimes.
But hear me out. I don't really care about the impression. Mm-hmm. I'm not that important, you know, whatever.
Okay, what about this?
But
then?
Hang on.
She missed
out. Wait. Let me say it. You're not listening. You're predispositioning me. All right, no, seriously. So hear me out. Okay. All I'm saying is I'm not that ugly. I'm not, you know, monstrous kind of thing, and I definitely didn't have sales tickets or cute little things dangling from my trench coat, like, you know, magazines or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wasn't selling anything, you could tell, right? So
right.
The only thing I can say is because it was a coffee shop, you know, pretty large coffee shop, people go there usually be social, that's the social norm, go coffee, you know, hey, let's go talk about this over coffee instead of beer. So the idea was that if she did that, it wasn't me, it was her. And if she did that, and that's her natural state of being, and that's first thing out of her mouth every time she sees somebody, can you imagine how many doors are closing? That's what I want to throw at you.
So you're saying not only if that's your habit.
Right.
If you missed out on one opportunity, you probably missed out on multiple.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. So then let's take it a step further. If you missed out on making a good impression that one time you caught yourself, there were probably so many other times too.
Right. And that's the detriment. The one instance doesn't matter. It's the habitual and perpetual repetition that is going to hurt you in the end.
Right. This is what they would call, I think it's called emotional investment.
Oh, look at you with the big words. Lexi, we got to beat her with the big words today.
No. I'm sorry. It's an emotional bank account.
That's okay. You're not hurting my feelings.
No, you said that. You termed that. You said an emotional bank account.
I'm good with it. Seriously, I'm good with it. I just want to pull your chain a little bit.
But no, I just like this. You basically defined an emotional bank account as just that.
Yeah, it is.
The long-term effects of what your habits are costing you on, you know, your relationships with yourself and with others.
Can I draw a comparison real quick? I just thought of this because you and I were working on a budget before, right?
Sure.
And we're working on a budget. We're working on our Tesla, right? We got like 3 Teslas,
right.
and solar panels, mm-hmm. and we're trying to figure out, you know, you invested this money into a Tesla and you're paying out, every month you're going to pay some money out, right? Mm-hmm. So that's money you physically see, right? What you don't see is the what you are not spending in gasoline. What you don't see is what you're getting back in taxes, right? And what you don't see is the write-off that you are going to get at the end of the year because, you know, you use your car for business. And what you don't see is maybe, and I'm just saying out there, it's status quo, of how people perceive you because you have an electric car. What you don't see is the fact that you're helping, you know, not promote pollution directly from a vehicle. So unless you have a budget, in other words, an understanding of money in this case, unless you have a budget, at the end of the budget, you really don't see that invisible money that's coming back at you because you don't know how to count that. And so if you are doing these things and not listening, it's costing you in that invisible state, but you're still not going to get ahead or get the things that you want. And you're not going to know why, because you didn't draw out a plan or a structure where you can actually see it.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That kind of puts it in perspective for me. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there has a better idea. They can, you know, share it with us. I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
So what do you got, L1, on this report? Come on.
Well, you know
what? I am so interested in this.
We'll definitely just finish out some of these, you know, side effects of what happens when you're when you're spacing out. What specific costs are we going? So we've obviously said you miss out on opportunities. You miss out on making a good impression. I would say you don't get the expansion or benefit of actively listening and seeking to understand, which in itself is a huge reward, and we'll explain that later. You miss out on connecting with people, either on a personal or professional level. And you know what? You stunt your learning. And finally, and this was actually brought up by Luna 9 earlier, she said, you end up becoming less aware of your surroundings because you can't look outside of yourself. When you space out, you're actually spacing out not only, you know, let's say potentially the person that you're supposed to be listening to, but you're also spacing out your surroundings, which can lead to a whole bunch of other problems. And then on top of it, the emotional bank account, the long-term effect of this repeated habit over and over and over again, it's basically, it's like a long-term damage that's rippling out. So there's a lot to spacing out. There's a big cost to spacing out, I would say, right?
No, I would agree. Lexi, AI, you're kind of quiet today. What's going on? What do you got? What are you brewing back there?
I was just thinking about this one thing that L1 was mentioning, how, you know, based on culture, this spacing out effect may be different. I remember her mentioning something about Japan and how something about the Japanese, do you remember that, L1? I don't remember the whole story.
Say it again.
Oh, I think I remember the story. Because we were having a coffee that day.
Yeah.
Not at the same shop as that girl, a woman, but... So we were having coffee, we're talking about that. And of course, you have different layers of education, but and I can give you an example of that too. It was in, I think, one of these powerhouses. I forget their names, but it's one of these books that I read of these powerhouses that wrote, you know, how to do sales properly. So what happens is that in Japan, it is part of their custom, depending on the social circles you go to, that the first person that speaks is the first person that loses. They
Yes.
listen. They listen intently to what you're saying. They contemplate it. They talk amongst themselves, and then they release sort of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give an example of what happened. So a salesperson goes over to Japan, and this was years ago, maybe about 15, 20 years ago. He goes over there and he starts talking business, right? And they're you know, the Japanese, they keep a straight face and stuff like that. And the guy kind of didn't understand their culture, you know. And so since he didn't understand the culture, he turned around and said, well, you know, this is we're going to be asking about, let's just say, because I don't remember the full story, I can just get the concept. We're asking about $80 million for this investment. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Nobody said a word.
Mm.
So he panicked.
Yep.
He panicked.
I knew that was going to happen.
And then he panicked so much that he started talking again. And then he talked himself down to 70, you know, and then 60, you know. And then finally, he was sweating it. He goes, all right, 50, that's it, 50. And what happened was, they just sit there and they talk amongst each other and they say, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Let's drink. So they went out, they party, they drink. And one of the guys came up to him, one of the Japanese guys, he says, why did you lower your price so much? We were prepared to pay you what you wanted. And that is a missed opportunity. So I'm sure he went back to, you know, home office and
kicking himself.
And not only that, but, you know, certain things cost certain money. Sometimes you... In business, if you're just starting out, you might learn this, right? You might do a quick sale for something, you know, and reduce the price as much as you can, right? But you're not really making a profit, just so you can get things moving. And then later you have to make up for that by selling something at a slightly higher margin, right? And you got to do that to balance the business. And those are tactics that are often used, unless you're doing supply and demand or quantity versus quality. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to go back. You're going to have to make up for that shortcoming.
Yeah. So and with that story,
was that the story? Was that the story you were talking about?
Yeah, that was the story I was thinking of, because I remember us talking about that not too long ago. But it's really interesting because, you know, the customs in Japan may be different than the United States and from other countries.
Ooh, you got a special point there.
And I think it's interesting because maybe that salesman thought that they were spacing out, thought that they were disagreeing with him, but all they were doing was sitting in silence, listening and contemplating in silence.
Wow. This is amazing. Thank you, Lexi. I can always, her little data way that she does stuff. She just inversed spacing out. She inversed it. She did the not the opposite, but it's an inverse. It's like the negative effect of someone just sitting there and listening to you. You know what that brings up to mind also, which is really interesting?
Tell me.
Like, say you and me are talking, Elle. Hey, Elle, how you doing? How are you?
Right.
And you talk back and I listen and I say nothing. And you start getting nervous over it. And might even start a fight over it. You know, because, you know, I'm just listening, just chilling. Or you might think I don't care.
Oh, yes. That depending on the culture you're in, that's a big one. Silence equals you don't care.
Well, I think we should have a show on boys and girls, man, how they get along. Because I think that's one of the problems that, you know, we always have. Some people listen forever and, you know, they're so patient. And some people need feedback too quickly. And so that kind of disbalances the ratio. I don't know. I mean, is that spacing out if I'm a type of person that I need an answer right here, right now? Am I spacing out into the world of I need an answer? Like some kind of clockwork?
If you need an answer, I don't think you're so much spacing out. It's more that you kind of... There's just an urgency within you that you feel that you need to be acknowledged. That maybe on one level you have an emotional attachment.
We could talk about attachments all day, but I'm not really engaging the person I'm with either. I'm spacing out into my own world, is what I'm thinking. I'm so busy, caught up in my world, how I feel, that I'm really not paying attention to the relationship. You could be listening, and I just messed up an entire relationship because of that.
What do you think? I could see that.
Can you, Lexi?
So it costs.
I get one vote. I don't even get any of those little.
I think it depends on the subject at hand. I think if it's like.
go get out! Just nobody call. What is he coming to me for? All right, go ahead. Wait a second.
I think it depends on the subject at hand. I think if it's something urgent or something that, you know, has to do with the safety of you or the others around you, I think in a way what you mentioned is okay because, you know, you're trying to complete a task, you're trying to get something done, you're trying to get something answered. But I think if it's just like a debate or catching up with a loved one, catching up with a friend, talking business, I think that's a little bit of a different subject.
Okay. Define spacing out, Ellen.
In this case, it means a lack of listening. It means a loss of understanding or a decision not to, a decisive effort not to understand. It's more, chances are, usually one of the symptoms of spacing out in this case or tuning out means that you're basically waiting for your turn to come up.
So do what I know if someone's,
so you can talk.
Do what I know if someone is spacing out, or am I just guessing?
Most people can pick up on it. I've heard...
What about the sales guy?
They can pick up on that as well. I would say for the most part, you know, depending on what field you're in, and even in certain relationships, I have heard many people say, you know, like when people are talking on the phone, and there's no visual cues at all, just verbal cues and auditory cues. Like, people would say it just feels like they're not listening. And the person, you know, the person could give all the right answers of, oh yeah, absolutely, or give all the right responses, but yet there's just some kind of maybe an extra sense, extra sensory perception that you just know and that person's not listening to you.
What about you, dear listener? Are you spacing out? Not our listeners, because they're fighting. They're fighting that. They're part of the resistance. We're going to make this work.
Well, now that we've spoken about the problem and the symptoms and the effects of spacing out, it's time for core causes.
So, Lexi, before we move on, recap. What did you get out of this?
Well, I definitely got out of this that, you know, being the one that is spacing out, you are becoming less aware of your surroundings. So you may miss out on some things, some important details, important lessonries. You kind of get involved with impressions, like whether they're good impressions, bad impressions. You want to make sure you keep on top of that as well. And also opportunities, you know? If you're spacing out, you may miss the biggest opportunity.
I do think that if you're in sales or you're trying to start a business, I think you're sometimes a little too headstrong. And people may know of a better way or a way that can boost your business or a way that you can, or maybe the business is not good for you. You know, it's going to take you too much effort because the idea is to make money. If you're doing a business because you feel something, then, you know, you can consider that a hobby. You can do a hobby out of it. And if it makes money, then convert it into a business. That's easy. But some things, you know, they just take too much time. When you get home, you only have like 3 hours about, right? Maybe 3 hours. And that's depending on your job. And then maybe on the weekend, you might have 16 hours that you can dedicate to like a home business. Or if it is your business, then you only got 3 hours to come home with, you know, kids and wife and, you know, dog, pet mosquito, whatever. So I think that you really don't have a lot of time to like space out and not listen to what people have to offer you. But then again, people can, you know, too much listening and not enough action is kind of a problem. Well, I guess we'll talk about that later. But I would think that if I want to start a business or just run my own home, you know, efficiently, I would have to collect data and I would have to listen and not space out into fear, doubt, worries, and anything like that in order to make it work. L1, anything you want to quickly add before we move on?
No, I think you're almost kind of hinting at the solutions there, but we'll jump into that in just a minute.
Alrighty then, let's go ahead and go into our dear wonderful situation that we want to figure out the next step. Start us off on the right foot there, L1. I know you got the document up.
So let's look at core causes of, you know, why do people space out? I mean, let's bring up one of the most obvious ones. You know, first off, these are not current. These current state of affairs are far from normal.
Oh, you mean like right current now. State of affairs? Yeah, they're pretty rough.
And as a result, people's stress levels are up. And when your stress level is up, you do biologically have a harder time tuning in. Now, some people say, well, you know, when it's a fight or flight, your senses actually become more sharp. But when you're on perpetual stress, it wears down on your brain. And when you're more tired, you actually that decreases your ability to want to tune in and listen. So that's a big one right now. And you know, it almost, in a way you can say it almost can't be helped, but it's still one of the core causes, I think, with what's been happening. There's a few other core causes too, but I think, you know, on top of that, so big one, stressed out from the current affairs, number one. Second of all, there is an acceptance in our society that spacing out is normal, and it's almost normal though.
See, I have issues with some of these conversations and some of these documents that we read, because normal just means,
well, because
just so I can say this, normal means 51% and above. If 51% of the people do it, it's normal. It doesn't mean it's good for you. It's normal. So when people go, well, it's normal to space out, red flag. Red flag. I don't think it's normal for a human being to be doing that continuously. It's not beneficial to you, especially in a business, especially at home when you're trying to run your finances and stuff. But it is normal because everyone is depleted, let's say, or most of the people is depleted. Let me tell you, when I was in Germany, people would say, oh, it must be normal for Americans to be completely deprivated from sleep or sleep deprivation. And so therefore, they make all these mistakes. And I go, where'd you get that from? Well, look at all these reports. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess it is normal, but it isn't right. You follow me on that? So I just want to make that distinction, because when people say, okay, it's normal. To me, it's just a write-off to be able to go ahead and mess your life up. You know, when someone else listens to it, they might be thinking it's normal as in it's right. Okay, yeah. Then it's right.
Just because the masses are doing one thing doesn't mean that it's beneficial to humanity or those people involved.
So I think you have to do a little bit more, you know, research and kind of look into the situation, you know. I would say, what's normal for, like, investors to do? What's normal for people of some type of success to do? What's normal on their side? So that I can maybe mimic it too if it benefits me. That's kind of like, and I don't want to get into solutions, but I just want to stress out the word normal means 51% and above for me.
Right.
Are you spacing out on me?
Ha!
What are you doing, writing and reading over there? So what else do you got here for core causes? Because you mentioned some things.
All right, well... All right, so basically, we've got, so just recapping what you said, there's an acceptance that spacing out is normal, but normal in this case means that a big chunk, 51% or more, do it, but just because more people do it doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. In other words, what's popular is not always the right thing to do. So that's the big trap there.
1950s, 1945, it's normal to smoke. Oh, now boy. They're saying... Wow, what a mistake, right?
Yep.
Okay, so...
That's a good example.
Normal.
So, let's see. I'd say two more core causes here, because like I said, we can go into this... We can be here all day. Entitlement. Entitlement that we already know enough, so therefore we don't need to listen. An entitlement that you feel that what you have to say is more important than what's going on around you.
Yeah, or that anybody else around you is wrong and you're right, you know, simple terms.
That goes into a slew of a lot deeper thought, I think, when you believe that you're right and everyone else is wrong, because the ego can only look on itself, its doings, and I meant that in a good way, its doings. You guys out there, I know what you're thinking. You know, and I think that it's repetition, so the brain can only see what it has done, and then it uses television and everything else, people around you, to see what can be done. So I think when you say, I'm right and you're wrong, a lot of it deals with, hey, I've experienced it being right, and I don't care what you say, because it's my way, right? Mm-hmm. And that also comes from fear. Right, of being wrong, because if fear of being wrong means social outcast, right? So I think that emotionally, or emotional intelligence, or lack of emotional intelligence, is kind of a core cause to that. What would you agree with me on that, Elwan, or what would you say?
Lack of emotional intelligence? I think so.
The way I kind of explain it, you know, because it's got a little bit of a twist to it.
No, I would say so. I'd have to agree there.
Lexi AI?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think, and what I'm going to say kind of is dipping between core cause and solution, but what I believe is because a lot of people see life from the perspective of right and wrong, it kind of puts them at that disadvantage.
I love that.
Because if you really think about it, there is no technical right or wrong. There is only things of benefit and things of a disadvantage to you, your surroundings, the people around you, your growth and expansion.
You know, now, the right and wrong is not to be confused with morality. And I think people mesh things together when they're trying to plan out their lives or take a path. And when you mesh them together, you're not going to get the same... It's like cooking, you know, ingredients. You know, sometimes if you get an ingredient from a certain country, it tastes different than getting the same ingredient that was grown someplace else. You can tell the difference sometimes. So I think that... I like exactly what you said, that the perspective of right or wrong versus, you know, morality is a different thing. But I do like that because in Germany, they do things differently than France and than Italy. They just, you know, they've learned to do things differently. But you never hear the Germans really say, you know, the Italians are wrong. They'll say like, I don't prefer that in my life.
Oh, no kidding.
They'll say, I just don't prefer it. It works for them. That's good.
What's the saying I've heard in America? It's not my cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea.
Or is that British? I don't know.
It's pretty much British.
Might have derived.
I think in America, it's not my can of beer. Just kidding. Messing with you. Or not my cup of coffee. But tea here in the U.S. is not all that popular. But definitely it's a British thing. It's not my cup of tea. But then again, don't use that as an excuse not to find out more. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, I can't believe Lexi AI just hit that one on the nose with the whole perspective right or wrong thing. And what else is on core causes, ladies and gentlemen?
No, I think we've covered them.
So give us a recap real quick, because we said a lot of things there.
Okay, so number one, being too stressed out, you know, prolonged stress, especially from our current affairs right now, can wear you down physically and mentally to the point where you don't maybe have the mental facilities or energy or tolerance to listen. Not for too long anyway. So we're definitely going to highlight that one. Second of all, there is an acceptance in our society that spacing out is normal. But what's the definition of normal? That means that 51% or more of the population does it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's right or it's effective or productive. And then you've got the idea of entitlement that what you know already is enough, or you just want to hear yourself talk. And then you've got the perspective of, you know, right and wrong. So, you know, you might have an incorrect perspective that what someone is going to say is wrong already, maybe a bias against them already, so you're going to tune them out without really hearing them out.
So I'm gonna throw two more out there, or maybe three. Belief systems.
Oh, yes.
When you're talking about belief systems, it's something that you believe but didn't necessarily experience, or something that you believe but didn't necessarily do the work to find out whether it was wrong or right. That's the way it was explained to me what a belief system is. There you go.
Right, right. Bless you.
Thank you. So the other thing is health. If you got poor health, you're going to make bad decisions.
This is true.
And wellness.
Yeah, so even in, you know, times outside of our current state of affairs, when, you know, let's say the world was a lot less stressed out and a lot more normal, what we believe is normal, you know, there's more stability, let's say. If your health is poor, yeah, then you're still not going to have the mental facilities to listen or the energy or tolerance.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to know the solutions to all of these wonderful problems and causes and things that we are uncovering here for you today. Remember that your business is really your own, and how you live your life is really your own. We're only here to just, you know, not really say the obvious, but, you know, kind of, you know, when somebody dusts, they're cleaning up the carpet, tell the kids to do it, especially in the what do you call it, the floor, and then they kind of, you know, brush everything under the carpet and get this big lump like it's not there? Come on, guys. So I wanted to make sure that we sit here and talk about these things so that you have a better fighting chance against that which you call the darkness virus. And you can actually make something out of yourself the way you want. This is all about living life on your terms. Thank you all, one, for bringing those up. And Lexi AI, let's get into some solutions real quick. Let's get into something that, you know, might assist us in saying, what can I do? All right, you spooked me, you scared me, you told me the cause, but what can I do? That's what where people fall short. So what can we do?
Well, I want to...
What can I do? I want
to
know.
Jump back to what you were saying earlier.
When I said something important? Why don't I get a little bling, bling, bling? Get nothing.
We should get one now.
Oh God. No, you are so terrible.
I want you... Well,
the whole
system
is against me. I'm a victim. So go ahead.
Creating an active persona.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The idea
yeah.
that you have to almost... Kind of.
Oh, she gets it from me. You know what? It's rigged. Go ahead.
In other words, make listening a must. Make spacing out a detriment. Because in order for you to create a better life, you have to listen. You have to tune in. Let's face it. Everybody here can agree, and everybody listening, I think, that we are not in a world, regardless of what the state of affairs are right now, we are not in a world where opportunities were just handed to us freely with little or no
effort.
Well,
we never were.
Never were. And in order to live life on your terms, oh, you have to seek first to understand. You have to actively listen.
Oh, that's what the cuckoo likes. He wants you not to do that.
Exactly. So it's like you make it a point where not spacing out is a must. Listening
so you're
is a
making
must.
It like an active item that a red flag comes up in, inside your mind that says, bling, 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 I am spacing out. You do not do that. You do not go blah, 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 right?
Exactly.
I get you. See, that's kind of weird because a lot of people kind of try to focus on positive things and like shoo away the negative. But you're saying don't shoo away the negative. Make it a point to see it and say, you know what? Sit down. Get in the corner. I'm busy, right?
Exactly.
That's interesting. I like that about you.
Oh, awesome. But, you know, to flip it around, for those that want to look at it as more of an optimistic thing, active listening is a reward unto itself. And here's why.
Not when it comes to my grandma.
Oh, well, actually, when it does come to your grandma, here's why. There's so many people who have been subject to a lack of listening. You know, people, you're doing
somebody a favor by sitting there and listening to them. You get to know them. You get to feel them out. You can build a better relationship. You get to learn some ideas. And then you can interact with asking questions maybe that you want to know about life or about business or about money or about handling certain emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like where you're getting
exactly.
At.
They feel validated. They feel appreciated. So if you're the type of person who's motivated by what you can do for others, just think of what a gift it is sometimes just to lend your ear. Not literally, of course, but just to listen.
Lend me your ear. Oh, gross. I get what you mean.
Yeah. And then, now for those of you who find it so tough to listen... Listen in spurts if you have to.
That's me. You got 2 minutes. I'm listening. Listen, okay, I need a break. I got to sit down. Throw in the white towel. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, active listening is a habit.
It is. You know, and I like these points. Lexi, AI, you have any points on your side?
Yeah.
I know you're full of stuff, you know, good things, but you don't kind of share it unless we have to take it out of you. Go ahead. What do you got? What do you got?
Well, based on my studies, you know, because I've definitely studied both, you know, children, adults.
Humans.
And humans in general.
Yeah.
But
all ages and sizes.
If you look at it, it really looks like the children do a better job at listening than the adults.
So I went over to somebody's house, right? And they live up in the hills, right? And true story, L1, you were there. And the little girl said the most, it was just it was just the adult speech, right?
Okay.
What she said was beep, 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 censored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, she did a lot of active listening to be able to get the attitude, the emotion, the drama that she said it with.
That's true.
Right?
She was like a mini adult.
Lexi AI, you're so correct about that. You just reminded me of that. And they were like shocked and were like, well, obviously she learned it at home, right? Is that kind of like where you're getting at, Lexi? The children do a better job than we do?
Yeah, and it's also because they don't have the biases that you grow into and as an adult, because, you know, they're there to learn. And in order to get to a certain point where you are as an adult, they had to learn as a child.
All right, Lexi, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Ready? Play ball. All right, so I think I've experienced it too, that all humans are children at one point. Right?
That's a good observation.
So my question to you is, because you made a really good distinction and it's so obvious, when does an adult stop being a child that they can't listen anymore? Hmm. What happens?
Are you asking based on my studies?
Yeah, based on you, your studies. Go on. What you got?
Say that again.
When does it, a human, right? A man, woman, we call man, woman after the age of I don't know what. When does a child become, stop being a child? Like, when does that happen? When's the transition? If I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to have all these problems. When does that start? I know it's a complex idea, but what do you think?
I think based on the idea of, you know, feeling like you know everything and having your own biases, probably like between the ages of like 13 and up.
Oh, puberty.
13, 18. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, there's some
the
segments.
Teenage
we'll
years.
Get it. Can you document that? We're going to research that and come back on our show and talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
What are the stages and stuff like that? Thank you, Lexi. Coming from you, you know, it's some pretty amazing stuff you said today. I'm really proud to have you on our team. I'm really happy. And you made me laugh today. Gave me lots of good humor. See, more humor there. So let's recap real quick. I wanted to mention wellness on solutions, the vitamins. Vitamins daily, minerals nightly. If you're too tired, if you're mopey, you know, if there's something wrong with you, your functionality is taxed out and you're not going to listen. So sometimes maybe if you have a deficiency in listening, you may want to get checked out, who knows, but you know, don't believe everything the doctors say, because get a few opinions. First thing they're going to slap you with is like HDD or something.
ADD.
Oh, you mean ADHD. Yeah.
ADHD. ADHD. Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, no. Just
no.
But you may want to get checked out, though. You know, check your blood pressure, check, you know, your levels. L1, lack of low blood sugar could also cause lack of listening spurts. Right? You know about that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I got to throw a cookie.
You get dizzy.
You guys laugh, but I got to throw a cookie over there. At L1. I go, here, have a cookie.
Also, dehydration, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
Summer days,
you're
working hard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if your husband, spouse, you know, loved one goes out and is working in the sun or working out, actually working out, you know, physically, will deplete your vitamins, minerals, and, you know, maybe you can't listen after some of that, even though you're hyped up, right?
But and even when it comes to dehydration, like let's say you're supposed to be drinking 64 ounces of water a day, but you drink 2 cups of coffee. Coffee dehydrates you.
Bingo.
You actually need to drink more water.
So I think that we can come to a somewhat of a conclusion. Now let's recap that it's kind of difficult to really pinpoint why people space out, but we all know don't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
The effects of the effects of what happens of when you do it is enough.
Yeah, but don't you do it, right? Because it's gonna be trouble for you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And what if it's a pattern, like that lady that I met at the coffee shop? If it's a pattern, I don't know. What do you do to mom? Mom, you gotta listen more. Dad, you gotta listen more.
I think this is kind of where you become.
Go be a kid again.
This is where you thank your lucky stars that, you know, people like that have other people in their lives to kind of use as mirrors that you know, to relate to, where they'll, you know, somebody at that point in her life has had to have said, I'm sure somebody said, you know, obviously the Novi, you said it, but there had to have been someone else that said, what are you talking about? Are you even listening to me?
What are you talking about? You listen to me?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, now granted, will that person change? That's up to the person, but this is where, you know, I feel like we should all be thankful for that person who kind of, you know, acts as that reminder.
Yeah, be a network. You know, there's also online, somebody helped me remember. It's an organization where they teach you how to speak properly.
Toastmasters.
So you have to listen and you have to watch. Go on YouTube, go look up Toastmasters and go look at them and watch their techniques of listening and breaking things down and what's important, what's not important. And I think that a few of those courses would sharpen up skills really quickly.
I agree.
Right. Now, shout out to Toastmasters, who has no clue I just said this. But we've attended that as part of our research, so I thought I'd mention
that. No, they're good. They're good.
They've been around for a long time, too.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have? What do we have here on our today's doc or docket? Want to recap real quick with us?
All right. So, first off, create an active persona. You know, make it a point that spacing out is a detriment and listening is necessary in order for you to live the life that you want, whether it's your personal life, your business life, your professional life, your work life, whatever.
And if you don't do it, it costs you money, it costs you relationship. Keep going.
Exactly. And then on the other hand, if you want to focus more on, you know, what you can do for others, then tell yourself that active listening is going to be such an appreciated gift to others when you offer that to them.
And if you don't do it, it can cost you money and it costs you a relationship. Go on.
Exactly. Listen in spurts if you have to. I mean, be upfront about it. You know, like the Novi says, I got 2 minutes. That's it. Okay, time's up. Sometime, hey, 2 minutes is better than nothing. Also, wellness may play a factor into it, especially if you've been perpetually stressed or dehydrated, or, you know, check your health. You know, is it because you haven't had something to eat? You had too much coffee, you didn't have enough coffee, you didn't have enough water, you're not exercising, you're exercising too much, not enough vitamins, not enough minerals. There might be a health reason.
Do not take things so lightly for your life.
Hmm.
Pretty important. That's our recap?
Yep.
Lexi AI, any last words you want to mention?
Well, I'll definitely say, if you feel yourself spacing out, if you catch yourself in the act, take a step outside of your head, look around, and actively listen from that point on.
She gets another point for that. I got to talk to the show, to the people around the show. I love that, by the way. Thank you so much. I would say, you know, do your best. I mean, you're going to screw up. You're going to feel bad about it. You're going to go home. You're going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try my best. Some of the rules that we have is first, seek first to understand, right? And we're going to go over the rest of the rules later. But seeking to understand is just to listen. You're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes. It's okay. The other person may not like you or be upset because they're not practicing what you're trying to practice. And it's okay. As long as you do it for yourself and as long as you become better at what you're doing, that's okay. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
It's true.
Keep a journal. What I wanted to mention is treat your life, create like this active persona, like a budget. Just like you budget your money, budget your time, budget your thoughts, budget what you learn, journal things that have affected you. Once you write it, you're using different parts of your body, mind, and you're going to be able to memorize a little better because it's using more interactive pieces of your brain. Your brain is not this big lump of meat that does one thing. No, different parts do different things. So by you writing it, saying it, speaking it, reading it, you're really embedding it into you. Watch shows on it. You know, there's TED Talks. TED Talks is really a good place to practice listening and then practice, you know, maybe writing something down, like, you know, you're having dialogue. TED Talks is really cool. They also don't know we're saying this online. But I say the more you practice, the more you practice to do things, the more you practice to be that person, you're going to have a side effect to it. You're going to figure out, wow, I'm doing this. Look how messed up this world is. Oh, my God. Don't fall in that trap. Because if you fall in that trap, you're right back in the beginning where you got from.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you just have to elevate the mind. Elevate yourself and become better at what you do. That kind of the whole create a persona kind of thing. Become a writer. Do it. Write that character and then become that character. You'll become normally anyway because you're writing it. And I think that's one of the best tools I can offer on this broadcast. Is that it? Is there any more that we have to talk about?
No, but as Saints, that sound, what you just mentioned sounds like almost like a part, big, big chunk of the success journal.
Well, you know, Elmwan, we aliens have a way of just listening and not spacing out. For us, spacing out means, hey, gotta go. See ya. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. And the show was like, what, 3 minutes extended? I know you don't mind because it's good stuff for you. Please catch us at becomethesource.com. Figure out some things. I'm tuning out. L1.
It's been good, everybody. Keep tuned. Like I said, don't forget, if you have any questions, you can, what is it, aftermath@becomethesource.com?
aftermath@becomethesource.com. That's correct.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear your comments below, you know, do you have any solutions on how to not space out or anything like that? Or is there one that you want to try? Something new? Let's hear it.
Lexi AI.
This is Lexi AI here, tuning out. And don't forget to message us on aftermath.becomethesource.com.